The two-day annual DVAC infrastructure conference has drawn to a close. The meeting brings the private sector, African governments, multinational executives, and international investors together to look at challenges faced by the continent's infrastructure sector. Kashifa Bukas, who's CEO of the Saldanha Bay Industrial Development Zone, attended the event where an investment of 3.5 billion rand was announced towards the area's port infrastructure development. Kashifa joins us now with more of the detail on what the investment means for economic recovery and growth as far as the country's first and only special economic zone is concerned. Thanks so much, Kashifa, for your time this evening. So this 3.5 billion rand phase one project coming to fruition, what exactly are we looking at here? What exactly would it be harboring, so to speak?
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you for having me. So the investment is in additional quayside infrastructure and facilities targeted on the shipbuilding and vessel fabrication industry. The specific elements of the infrastructure include a new pier, a new jetty, a mobile hoist, slipway, and a shiplift. These infrastructure are very important to attract different kinds of vessels into the harbour.
So how much of the current bottlenecks does this potentially start to alleviate here? Because you say it's catering to market demand and will contribute economically. What have the economic assessments that you've done to this point revealed about what this potentially unleashes?
South Africa is in dire need of additional quaysides for this sector. Right now, the ports are geared towards breakbulk, freight, transport, and logistics. But this is a history of our economic structure. And so we don't want to compete on that scarce infrastructure and rather add capacity to our port system. So if you're speaking to a boat builder and ship builder, they are in dire need of additional facilities to expand their businesses for South Africa's growth.
Yeah. So how much of that demand does this cater to? Does it close the gap completely?
So if you're looking at the jetty and the pier, with the length that it provides, it's an additional quayside length of 500 to 600 meters. So you can bring in multiple vessels alongside. Now, a typical offshore patrol vessel can be in the range of between 60 and 80 meters. So 600 meters of additional quayside is a game-changing advantage for South Africa.
Yeah. At the moment, it's got a pipeline of 52 investors, 11 of which have signed lease agreements with an investment value of 3.2 billion rand, but only 18% of the gross area has been leased. So what kind of interest is this area starting to garner amongst investors?
This is quite interesting for us because when we did the market demand analysis, we looked at our current investment pipeline that we've established over the 5 years. And so these 52 represent manufacturers who want to export products. And this speaks to the industrialization mandate that we have, which is good for the economy. And so looking at our investment pipeline, there are manufacturing companies and boat builders and ship repairers. But what was interesting during the study that came through last year is a new market in ship recycling. Now, with the green shipping movement very much away across the globe, facing this market in the future stands us in good stead. So we are manufacturing goods and producing services for the maritime economy, but we're also thinking about where these goods go and where these vessels go and answering a demand that, Europe and a lot of the East has.
Yeah, it's pivotal because this is part of a seven-phase infrastructure investment project, Kashifa. So, looking at that full investment, how do you start to catalyze investments into projects?
So the key next step for us is testing the feasibility study assumptions with the market and with government decision makers, as well as the appetite for the recommended PPP PPP structures. You know, what transaction would be bankable and solicit the most robust interest from the market? So So that's a key next step for us about landing this opportunity and landing this potential. Likewise, we've also started to undertake the environmental impact assessment, the EIA. So this will give clarity to investors also about the environmental and socioeconomic terms and conditions that these projects will need to meet.
How much of a regulatory burden is still sitting on your shoulders, though? Because despite this investment incentive, we know that no matter what sector of the economy you look at, Kashifa, it's always cited as one of the hindrances to processing investments speedily and efficiently.
I look at the investment and infrastructure office in the presidency that's been started, and I get direction from that, and it tells me that there is a concerted effort to unblock regulatory challenges and align decision makers, the needed decision makers, at the right time to take that decision so that the project can move forward. So we are submitting this project as well to be part of that SIDS list to get that high profile and that awareness of the challenges that need to be unlocked in order to secure these investments.
Yeah. Are you confident that you are managing to, bend ears?
I'm very confident because when we started this process, understanding that we're in a special economic zone in the port, and the port is still the custodian, within the custodianship of the Transnet National Ports Authority. So from the get-go, we asked their permission and their buy-in to initiate these projects, which they gave quite willingly. And so they've been part of our journey in and consulted throughout this process.
Yeah.
So I'm confident that as a team and in a partnership, understanding that we have a joint interest in the Port of Saldanha, that we will make these investments a reality.
Like I said, Kashifa, though, this is phase one of a 7-phase project. So what timelines are you looking at for full rollout?
So the EIA is going to be the key critical success factor in the beginning. And we're underway with that. And we are targeting quarter 3 of 2022, so next year, in order to finish that EIA and go through, obviously, all of the public participation processes. And then the next step from that is going out to market. And that can sometimes take long because you need to make sure that what you send out to market is clear and responsive. But the work that we're doing with Transnet, with the TNPA, and through the Office of the Presidency enables us to troubleshoot and think ahead in that regard. Ultimately, we would like to break ground, first spade in the ground to happen in 2023, midway 2023.
Well, let's leave it there. Kashifa, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Kashifa Bukas, who's CEO of the Saldanha Bay Industrial Development Zone.